my man. You're ready to go.
Welcome to Race Time Radio. You'll hear from the best in Canadian U.S. racing this week. Grab a cold one and stick around.
All right, you're good. I got a car in the wall. It's free.
The starter tower has signaled. We're ready to roll. It's Race Time Radio, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Chisholm.
And good evening, one and all. Oh, welcome back to Racetime Radio, your weekly installment, 2 hours all live tonight, right here from the Racetime Radio studio. And today, watching the Cup race, seeing the NASCAR Canada sizzle reel, getting us all ready to go for the season. Man, I'll tell you what, I got jumping in my seat. Can't wait to talk NASCAR tonight with some of the best that you'll see on the racetrack this summer. Let me tell you who we got coming on the show tonight. Talk about a stacked lineup. Right off the bat, we're going to talk CTMP, site of the first NASCAR Canada race this year, coming up May 17th through the 19th at CTMP. It's going to be a wild Victoria Fest weekend, as always. If you haven't got your site booked, get on it. And you got to join us. It's going to be a great weekend. We got Sam Fellows going to join the show. We're going to talk a little bit of track. We're going to talk a lot about his race car because, you know, it's all ready to go. Brand new piece for Sammy this year. It's going to be kind of cool to see what he's got all happening. Then we're going to zip out to Alberta, and we're going to grab Loretta from Edmonton International Raceway. We'll see how things are coming at the Oval Track out there in just outside Edmonton, Alberta. Looking forward to doing that. Last night, how about it? Cole Butcher goes to victory lane. Won the race by half that right there. Man, I'll tell you, what a close finish. Jake Finch to his outside, but Cole Butcher from Nova Scotia, victory lane. And we're going to catch up with Cole on the show tonight. Then in hour two, Josh Collins out there in Newfoundland. Yeah, the 56 car. We're going to see what's going on out there in Placentia, Newfoundland with Mr. Collins. We'll check in with him. Back out to BC we go. We're going to haul Brandon Carlson on the show. We'll talk to him about what he's got planned for this year out in BC with his number 14 late model. And then to top the night, we are really hoping here now. Brian Ballmer, if you watch Brian All In or Leave It to Brian or, I don't know, Island of Brian, all on HGTV. Yeah, that guy. We got him coming on the show tonight. Now he's on the mainland heading back home out to the Bahamas. And the storm cell rolls through, so Brian couldn't fly right away. So he's not sure if he's going to be able to make the call. It's all going to depend on weather, but we did move Brian to the end of the show, move Josh up a bit, and we're hoping to have Brian Baumler on the show tonight. So that's what we got coming at you. What do you say we kick the tires and light the fires right now and bring up Sammy Fellows? What's going on there, Mr. Fellows? How are you?
Hi, Joe. How's it going? I'm just getting over a cold, so I hope I don't sound too gravelly.
No, you sound just dandy to me, man. How are things right. Coming along? You got, you're busy as a one-arm paper hanger right now, trying to get the car ready, trying to get the track ready. Which one takes priority at this time of day?
Well, it feels like I have a lot more time in the off season to get everything ready for the track. And then all of a sudden, on the racing side, it just... The first weekend just comes off like that. So I got everything on, you know, ready to go on the racing side for CTMP, and you know, we're excited to host the first kickoff to the summer as it is, and the traditional Castle Victoria Day Speed Fest. So that's step one, and then you know another you know click of the fingers, and it's you know IMSA weekend, and then all of a sudden the year's half over, so it goes by fast and furious, but that's the business.
Let's talk 87 for a moment, shall we? How is that new ride coming along? I know that's a new piece for you. How's it looking? How's it coming? And have you bolted your butt in the seat yet and gone out and done a couple laps yet?
I haven't. You know, we were supposed to go out last week, and we just didn't get things together in terms of some of the weather that we had and some other components as well. So we've got a full docket of testing coming up, the official NASCAR test coming up, and some other testing at TTMP as well. So I've sat in the car, had it on the chassis dyno. So I've sat in it and fired it up. I haven't been on the racetrack yet, but we're super happy to be getting the help that we're getting from McCall Racing Enterprises, and the car is I'm excited to drive something brand new. I've never done that before and never had a car built for me as a tall guy. So it's incredible to actually be comfortable in a car for once. So that's what I'm looking forward most to.
The proof's all going to be right when it hits the track. That's when it's all going to come together for you. You got a wicked spotter, I might add. The Canada Shining Star and, of course, Hall of Famer Ron Fellows, your dad, is going to be on your in your headset, your eyes above. How much pressure does he put on you to get in the car himself? Has he done that yet?
Has he wanted to drive my car?
Yeah.
I think he wants to. Yeah, he did drive when I was driving the 98. He did drive that very briefly. He was creeping up to my lap time before something broke. So I was kind of glad that happened because who knows, he could have gone faster than me. That would have been a long drive home.
Oh God! Yeah, guaranteed.
No, but you know what? He's a zero pressure kind of guy, and the thing I've learned the most from him is just the mental aspect of it all, and that's something I'm really focusing on this year. Is last year was super frustrating with our engine troubles, and those are the things you can't control. So just got to focus on the driving, and the results will come. And we're pretty excited to have this full off season to get organized, and we got some cool stuff coming on the Fellows McGraw Racing side. We got some merch coming, which is something cool.
Cool.
And fun. So yeah, we're having fun with it. And I think, that's going to translate into, good performance is just, having fun with it and, focusing on doing the best that we can. And, we've certainly got, some of the best equipment I think that we can get with the McCall, brand new McCall car. So, I'm excited to get things started. And then for us on the road course side, we got a long break to the next race. So if things don't go so well, we'll have a lot of time to right our wrongs, hopefully, as well.
You're going to focus in, Sam, on the road course races, right? There's not going to be any oval track for you, right?
I mean, never say never, Joe. I mean, I love doing the left-hand turns only. Those are fun too, but I think right now what I've learned in the last 3 years in this series is equipment is everything, and I think that goes for pretty much all racing. But equipment is really important, and if I'm gonna get back in an oval car, I want it to be the last one we had was really good, actually, the Chaudière car that was the Paillé car. That was an awesome car. Just got into a little bit of pit road issue there, but no, I mean, it's all about equipment. So I think, if we get more sponsorship and it's all right to go back and do some oval racing, I'd love to do that. The short track stuff is so much fun. It's about the most fun you can have, I think, in a race car. So coming from a guy who didn't do up until 2.5-3 years ago, it's a completely different world, but it's fantastic. So I'd love to do it all, but I want to focus on quality over quantity. So we're just going to attack the road courses this year.
Well, and you know what? You can make eyeballs fly out of their heads this year. You really could on the road course stuff, especially at your home track. And, all the pedigree that you've got on road courses. Sammy, you could really do it with the right equipment. You're a winner. I can guarantee it. And I can't wait to find out how everything breaks out for you this year. What is success going to be for you? You guys would have sat in the shop and talked about it. Is it 100% we got to win? Or have you guys set the goals? And what are they if you have set them?
Well, I think you always, if you're going to the track and you don't feel like you have a chance to win, it's frustrating. And if you don't have a passion to win, I think, what are you doing? Obviously, I'd love to win a race. I think anyone would, but what's the reality? I don't know. And what's this new car going to be like? I think it's going to be fast. But again, like I said, there's just all those other factors that you don't have control over. So you just never know how a race is going to go. Is it going to go in our favor or not? So for me, I think success this year is is focusing on, you know, the process and the experience rather than the results. I feel like maybe I've been a bit too result focused in the past. So I want to put together my personal best performances, and even if the result is, you know, middle at average, if I say, you know, hey, that was the best that I could do, then that's what I want to do. So I'm getting all wise now that I'm a dad, and I'm like trying to focus on all the positives. But yeah, no, I just want to go out there and drive and do my best. And it all starts with having the right equipment and having something, you know, that's not frustrating. I mean, and a part of this mindset, I think, comes from last year and just, you know, how frustrating it is to have engine issues. And when you're not in the power game, you really can't do anything. And so to drive around for, you know, 200 kilometers and, you know, 2 hours or so and just kind of get what you can. I mean, that there's a lot of thinking that goes on in the race and then the off season after that happens. So, yeah, I just want to go out and race this year and have fun.
And
so
there would be a lot of second guessing too, right? When you're running 20th, you know you can't get that guy in front of you, and you still got half the race to go. That has to be frustration, like big time, inside that race car. Now, at CTMP, NASCAR Canada isn't going to be doing live pit stops. They're not going to be coming in and getting tires and fuel and seeing what we're used to in the Cup Series. You guys don't do it that way, and good on you for not doing it that way. It's more of a controlled environment. Is it important to have tires, do you think, this year to win the race? Do you think you're going to have to? Or do you think the four skins you start with are going to be the four you end with and still end up in victory lane?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think more often than not, I think if you take tires, you're in good shape. I think, you know, you can do it by just managing all fours throughout the race. And I think that's been done in the past. But, you know, like what we saw last year in the May race with Trayton was, and typically we do is, you know, the track, if it rains on Friday or Saturday, it kind of cleans everything off and it doesn't all get all rubbered up. And then on Sunday, you've got, you know, a very, you know, a surface that kind of will degrade more than typically the rubbered in track would. So you kind of got to take what, you know, the track gives you. But I think more often than not, I mean, you want to have to, especially with those NASCAR finishes and the overtimes and everything that can happen at the end, you don't want to be sitting there. And I know my dad has in the past and gone, oh, I should have taken the tires. So I think if you're in position and take the tires, you know, take the rubber, I say, but, you know, and then you get to that end caution and you're sitting there pretty and, you know, what do you do? So, that's where my dad and our crew chief, Mike Knott, get on the radio and I let those two guys figure it out. And I just drive the thing at that point. So we'll see what they say when the time comes. Hopefully we're in position to have to make that call. That'd be a good call to have to make.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, you're going to have Dumoulin and Lacroix and Ranger and, oh, the list is long. That is really good at CTMP. Tech Liani is another one. There's so many good names. And Fellows is going to fit into that category. Trust me when I say I know it's going to happen. Your dad was always fairly big in qualifying. He really liked to qualify up. Is that the same way you are? And when you look at the CTMP race that's coming at us on May the 19th, are you going to be looking on Saturday to qualify that 87 car right up there, or are you going to put a lot of emphasis on it?
Yeah, I mean, the qualifying is another thing, too, where the equipment comes in handy, because it's over that one lap if the equipment does make a big difference. And I find, you know, if you're using, you know, stuff that maybe isn't up to, you know, say those top guys, those the Dumoulins, the Rangers, the Taglianis, then you try to make it work in the long run in the race. So, yeah, no, I think, you know, having a new car, I think I'm going to look at qualifying a little bit differently. But certainly I haven't, you know, historically qualified well in this series. You know, I've never qualified inside. I finished inside the top 10 a couple of times, but I never qualified there. So I'd like to do that.
You never had the equipment to go do that. I'm sorry to say, it was nice, but I'm telling you, you haven't had what you needed to go get the job done. It's just the fact.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. You're pumping my tires up here.
Well, it's true. I'm not blowing wind where it don't go, I can tell you. But you haven't. You haven't had the equipment. So now it's going to be a totally new mindset. I just wondered where that mindset was when it comes time for qualifying.
No, yeah, and qualifying is, you know, all you got to do is drive a lap. It's not the same as racing, and you see it, you know, all over the world, and even in Formula One, you see the guys who qualify really well, and then the race craft isn't maybe up to, you know, the level of like an Alonso or some of the guys who are just absolute, you know, chess, you know, geniuses, high speed chess game, you know, strategy, all that stuff. But no, I mean, I think I probably maybe race better maybe than I qualify, but yeah, let's focus on doing a good qualifying run and testing. Gosh, testing, we're going to do hopefully a lot more testing than I ever have this year. And so, you know, and you get the opportunity in testing to do some mock qualifiers, you know, who'd have thunk. So we'll go out and do that and give it a shot. And then, you know, you have a better sense of what you need to do when the time comes.
So much to look forward to. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're with Sam Fellows tonight, getting ready to go for race number one in NASCAR Canada. All comes up CTMP on May the 19th weekend. That weekend in there, Victoria Speed Fest, historic weekend at CTMP. Back to where we kicked the year off at CTMP for NASCAR Canada. Going to be off the rails this year. And you don't want to miss it. Get to the racetrack. If you've never been there, believe me when I say you will have a good time. It doesn't matter where you go. You go into the infield, and the whole infield is yours to play. Go watch the race from any vantage point. It's off the hook. I absolutely love it, and I can't wait to get back there this year. Sam, the 87 car goes out. It qualifies on Saturday. No matter where it qualifies, NASCAR loves taking those cars back in, and boom, they lock them down, they impound them. You can't make adjustments, you can't touch it. So it sort of takes the, I'm going to do this for qualifying, I'm going to do that for qualifying to get the lap and to get the pole. But if I do all of that, it's going to race like a hunk of crap. So I can't do that. Is that also part of the formula? You got to race well. You got to set it to race well, because they do lock them down after you're done qualifying. You can't touch them.
Yeah, for sure. I think, and that's something, you know, I've watched my dad do, you know, a long time is, you know, maybe he only qualified inside the top 10 and, you know, a cup race or whatever, but, you know, he knew that he had the car in the long run, and you know, he always raced well, and that's something I've admired about him and tried to be like him. And, you know, for me, the 2022 race at GP3R for me was probably the closest moment I can have to feeling like I emulated my dad a bit, where it was just saved our stuff right to the end, and it paid off. You know, it just, you know, going from, you know, 13th or to 6th or whatever on the overtime, I mean, that's what you got to do in some of these races, is just save your stuff, be patient, and it can pay off. But I mean, it feels good to get the pole too. I mean, I haven't done it in years, probably not since club racing, if I go back and be honest. I mean, but you know, you never know what can happen. And, you know, that's what I'd like to do. Qualify well, race well. Hey, the whole package, just go out and drive, have fun.
No substitute for clean air. I can guarantee you every driver I've spoke with that has won, that has qualified on the pole, they always, the first words out of their mouth, clean air. No, nobody there, my track, and away I go. So it would definitely take a different mindset. But I know, Sam, you've got that mindset in you. You just got to dial it up, and you'll have to get used to it, you know, especially with a brand new race car. Things are going to feel different. They're going to sound different. Motor-wise, how are you set up there? Do you got old tickers that you're implanting? Are they new tickers? What do we got going under the hood?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were able over the off season to go, like I said, and do some engine dyno, chassis dyno, and just confirming, you know, our issues from last year. You know, it was a power problem. But you know, we've got, you know, multiple options now, let's say, on the power side. And I think we'll probably know more over the next, you know, couple of weeks after the testing this week, and decide which piece we want to go with. But I mean, as amazing as the chassis is going to be, I know from McCall, it's, you know, you also have to have an engine, and the engine rules in this series are, you know, it's difficult to know exactly what where we should be going. So we're going to do some of our own homework at first and figure out what the best plan of the course is. But I mean, we always say, you know, CTMP is a downforce track. It's a high speed track, but it's got a big uphill backstraight anyway. So you got to balance your power and your the handling of the vehicle. So you need power there. It's a big pull up the back. So definitely gonna go for hopefully the most powerful piece we've got. So we'll find that out soon.
Absolutely, and keep the rubber on it. You can do it. I guarantee it. Hey, do me a favor. Get the old boy on, I don't know, Tuesday, and get him to get you into the Corvette and tell him to take you on the same ride he took me on.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, the day we were out there before that truck race, and your dad took me on a here's the racetrack lap, well, that was cool. I got a chance to see the racetrack and how it was all laid out. The next lap he took me on was a qualifying lap, and I could barely see the racetrack. Man, that guy knows his way around that joint. And I wonder if that wouldn't, I don't know, maybe give you, you guys have, must have done that a million times, right? The two of you's gone around and your dad say, okay, Sammy, here, this spot, do this, do that. And there's about 5,000 things you got to remember.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to ride with my dad and some other cool drivers over the years. But no, I mean, It always looks faster and scarier in the passenger seat. So,
oh, yeah.
But no, I mean, I think in terms of driving the track, I mean, I know where I have to be, and CTMP is all just about carrying speed and just, you know, being on the gas longer than the next person. So, I mean, that's at the end of the day what you just got to do. And no, I think it's funny. I've driven him for some laps, and you know, he's not. Like me, like father, like son, I guess, he's not a very good passenger. So yeah. I can only take about two or three before I'm like, get me out of here. I'd like to save my lunch, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good fun. And it's, you know, one of the lucky parts of my life is that I get to enjoy the same amazing sport and passion that my dad does. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, we are pretty happy too, bud, because you're doing it. And it's kind of cool for us as race fans to be able to witness it. A second time around, if you will. It's going to be kind of cool. May 17th, 18th, 19th, Victoria Fest at CTMP, NASCAR Canada, race number one. Watch this guy. Mark my words, you watch the 87 car. It's going to be different. I'm telling you, we got a lot of news coming up. There's going to be a lot of emphasis on race number one. And how cool would it be, Sam, to come out of CTMP top three heading to race number two? How cool would that be? And how much pressure would that put on you to get an Oval car next?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you never know, I guess. Racing is the world's greatest reality show, I think. So, even if we manage to do that, I'm not sure if we'll jump into the seat and go get an Oval car. I just don't know if it's on the cards this year, just financially, but it would be a nice problem to have to worry about. Hey, do we need to go rent this or do that? So let's hope we have that to worry on Monday of Victoria Day.
One day, Sam Fellows, we will be on Racetime Radio talking about the championship that you just won. One of these days, may not be this year. Well, not running the old. If you don't run the old, it's ain't happening this year. But you know what? One day, Sammy, you watch. You mark my words. I'm going to rewind this tape and play it to you.
Thank you, Joe. You make me feel good every time I come on this show, so I guess I'll keep coming on.
Now, the boy, you stick with it. Good luck in testing. I'll be watching. I'll be following along. Social media, hey, and merch. Look, I've got my Corey Mears sweater on. It's nice. Cold down here in the Racetime Radio studio this time of the year, so I had to put on my Mears sweater. I could look pretty good in the Fellows one, too. You know that, right? You say the merch is coming in. I want to be first in line.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. We just thought we would might have some fun with it. And my brother is a really creative guy, Patrick. And he was like, hey, can I help design some merch? So we got him and one of our good friends, Ivan Novotny, who's a great graphic designer. And got some cool stuff coming on the team side and also on the A7 car side. So, it'll be, you know, just a couple pieces here and there. But if you're interested, you know, we'll send you the links. So we'll get you one.
Oh, boy. No. Hey, I'll be there. I can guarantee you're going to have it for the long weekend.
I think we're planning on having some stuff go out ahead of the long weekend. We're hoping we're probably going to use some of this stuff online, where that's kind of a print to order type thing. So it's, and we've done some samples and it looks really nice. And for us, we're a small team. We're not going to have a huge inventory of stuff. So I think we're going to go with a bit of an online tactic, and we'll see if that works. But we may have some inventory there for in person stuff at the track. We don't know yet.
I want mine autographed and hit the site. Where do I look?
Well, it's going to go through samfellowsracing.com. So the store is going to appear there somewhere in the next, couple weeks. So I hope so. But the designs and everything is all ready to go. It's just now it's this guy and my brother's, job to actually make the buttons click and do all that stuff and connect all the credit cards and what else. So
yeah. And then get that money back. You need it. Sammy, good luck, buddy. Good luck. Say hi to the old boy and your mom and your brother, and go on with you, man. Go get it ready. I can't wait. May long weekend. I can't wait.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sam Fellows, driver of the 87. Watch. You mark my words. This guy's going to be one to watch come this long weekend. Race number one for CTMP. Break number one is up right now. We're going to do it when we come back. Off to Edmonton we go. Loretta Thierry's going to join this show. We'll talk EIR. How about that?
Hey, race fans, this is James Hinchcliffe. You are listening to Racetime Radio.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by RPM Race Parts. Order today, race tomorrow. Also by VP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. And by Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details.
Bushwick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
This is NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney,
Chase Elliott,
Kyle Larson,
Joey Logano,
Kyle Busch,
Martin Truex Jr.,
Brad Keselowski. What is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's a place to talk about your favorite sport.
You know, I renew my subscription. It never comes off this channel.
The whole day is awesome.
It's a place to hear from the biggest names in NASCAR.
Joey Logano, what are you doing?
I got the SiriusXM set up at my house so I can jump on more often.
Joey, I want to first thank you for doing this. This is awesome for the fans.
It's a trusted source for breaking news.
Major stories today, my friends. Let's get down to business.
There's just never a dull moment.
It's every NASCAR race heard live, including in-car radios.
Logano gets into the back. He shoves him up the racetrack.
Stay out. Trust me.
Bubba Wallace to the lead at Talladega.
Good. Yeah.
And it's classic races that honor the history of the sport.
Dale Earnhardt is going to win the Daytona 500.
So what is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's your 24/7 home for all things NASCAR.
The way you guys cover these races is unbelievable.
Channel 90 streaming right now on the SiriusXM app.
There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need, and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here there, and everywhere. Doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, New Glasgow, Andy Ganesh, and Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. You can count on Napa know-how.
AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
From the high banks of Daytona, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. And now, back to Joe's.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal. Woo, shake and bake.
And here on Racetime Radio.
And welcome back, one and all. Live tonight on Racetime Radio on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit subscribe, please. Reach over there and give that button a little click right now. And welcome to all our Rev TV viewers right across Canada on Rev TV every Tuesday night from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sure hope you're enjoying the show. We got lots more to come at you here tonight right across Canada. And off we go right now. How about to Alberta? And we welcome in the scene of the, hang on a sec, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8th race in NASCAR Canada. It's always a huge one. Edmonton International Raceway coming up July 27th. If you're out that way or planning to head west for holidays, you got to go to this race at EIR. To talk more about it, what do you see? We bring in half the ownership. We've got Loretta Thiering with us. What's going on, Loretta? It's been so long. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How did winter go? Did the track winter okay?
You know what? I was out there the other day, and it looks really good. We're very, very dry out here. We had very little snow all year, and so the track is actually ready to go. Just a quick sweep, and we'll be good to start. And it's a nice thing about asphalt tracks, right? You just sweep off the dust and the dirt, and you're not too much dirt, but you know, sand and stuff blowing in, and we're ready to go. So it looks good out there. We were really busy all winter. I've never had a winter that was this busy, and so I'm really excited about that. I hope that turns into a very, very busy race season too.
Loretta, I cruise around social media quite a bit, looking on Facebook, looking on Twitter, and man, I'll tell you what, you keep coming up in that timeline, and I see more and more about NASCAR Canada. I can see practice coming up at EIR. Things are happening. It's so positive and so refreshing to see. There's a lot of racetracks that I don't know, maybe don't take the time to do social media the way you are, because I'll tell you, it comes up in my timeline all the time, and every time I see it, I go, way to go, Loretta, way to go, keep it going. Things are getting closer to cracking up, right? Like ready to go for the year.
You bet, and thank you very much for that, Joe. About 2 years ago, I hired a Alberta had like an Alberta Jobs Now fund that they gave you a few dollars to hire somebody to help. And I've never had any help all these years, just doing, trying to do it all myself, and it doesn't work. And so I hired this wonderful girl, and I was going to keep her just for the amount of time that I had the funding for. I could not let her go. She's helped me so much with social media, and you know yourself, this job is not 9 to 5. It's we'll email each other at 11 o'clock at night, and she is still working, and so she has the same passion that I do for it, and it's great. However, it's made my life busier too, right? Because we're doing so much more.
Yeah, and it would it is a business that will take 24/7. If there was 8 or 9 days in a week, racing would take it, I guarantee it, and continue to take it. You do a great job out there. How's Ronnie doing? How's the family? Everybody doing well?
Everybody's doing really well. So I do most of the frontline, you know, stuff for the racetrack. Ron is really busy, you know, building stuff out there right now. He brought home the tow truck from the track, so it has to be fixed, and you know, working on our test drive cars, because the test drive program is something that we really, really excel at. It's one of our bread and butter programs up there. It does very, very well. And it introduces new people to the track. People are surprised to find this sort of experience that they can do right here in Western Canada. So that's really good. So we have brand new cars for that. We built some super late models for that. So we have those. And then we have the Arrive and Drive program where you can rent our super stocks. We changed the name to late models, but that's like the old cast car kind of body.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and the family's doing good. Erica is married, has a baby, so she's off the racing circuit for a while. She had a baby girl, so I'm sure Grandpa's going to be, fostering her for a career. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it just keeps going in the family. Here's another addition to the family, and in years to come, there'll be another butt going into a race car. You can almost guarantee that.
Probably.
What do we have for divisions, and what is night number one at Edmonton International Raceway this year?
Right. So June 1st is our opening night, and we're featuring the our NASCAR. Of course, we have the NASCAR Advanced Auto Weekly Series, which we run under. And so Saturday night, we've got Thunder Cars, our Pure Stocks, Future Stocks. So the Future Stocks are 12 years old to 14, and the four-cylinder class. And that class is really growing, which is fantastic because that's the gateway into getting these guys into the program. Mini Cups, which in Ontario, I think maybe like a Bandolero kind of car.
Yeah.
And we have our Cooper Equipment Crash Car class, which is our hit-to-pass class. That one is a fan favorite. It requires a lot of cleanup after, and I don't love what it does on the track sometimes, but the fans love it, and it definitely brings in the people. So Saturday is our fan appreciation night. So tickets are available at different displays that we do, different promotions for $5. And then throughout the season, we do a lot of appreciation nights. We do the military night, September 7th. We're doing healthcare workers and first responders, retail and hospitality night. So we do all these things because, as you know, the most expensive seat in our grandstands is an empty one. So if I can fill them up, they'll eat a hot dog, buy a beer, buy a pop, and we're good to go. So really excited about that.
A true promoter right there. Right there. Yeah. That is the proper mindset to have. That's why you've been successful in this business for so long, Loretta. And more power to you. That's the way to be thinking. The most expensive seat is an empty one. That is a perfect way of saying it. Come July 27th, there ain't going to be an empty seat in that house. I can guarantee it. The NASCAR Canada race, this at Edmonton has to be the barn burner of all of them. I know Chaudière's a good race. That's race number two on the schedule. Love watching them at Riverside. They're going to be good back there in Eastbound and don't want to take from the other ovals. But I can tell you from being at Edmonton International Raceway, that is a tight track. It provides awesome side-by-side racing. And I'll tell you what, you lose your mind just a little bit, and that track will bite. And we've seen it. It always provides the ultimate in entertainment. And I don't think you're going to have an empty seat in the house. Tickets are on sale now, if I'm correct.
Oh, they have been, yep, since before Christmas. And we were very excited to welcome Napa as our 3-year sponsor for that race. We had Bear for many years, and Bear was lovely. They were wonderful to us. We're so excited to have them. They're still involved a little bit, but Napa had the chance to come on board, and it's been so wonderful to have a 3-year contract because we can build on that every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our track is a fun racy little track, and people say, well, it's kind of small, but we do three wide on that track. We can do three wide, and it's a great little track. The pavement is wonderful. It's held up so well. And you're right, there's not a bad seat in the house because you can see everything from where you sit, And we're selling tickets really fast. We're doing very well with that. And we're just hoping for another sellout crowd for that event.
I can guarantee you're going to have a sellout crowd for it. It is going to be that race that fans are going to want to see, especially in Western Canada. Make a two-day trip of it, hit Edmonton International Raceway, catch that race, and then follow those haulers all the way out to Saskatoon, because you don't want to miss that one either. If you live in Western Canada, there you go. Two of Canada's top races right in your backyard. You don't want to miss either one of them. But definitely sure. That one in Edmonton is going to be a barn burner. I was there. 2010 was the season. Sue and I were out in Edmonton covering the Honda Indy back then when it was in Edmonton. The day stuff, it took place all in the daytime. And as the track stuff started winding up, I said to my wife, we got to go to Edmonton International. I got to go see that track. I want to go see it in operation. And Sue and I headed to your beautiful facility, met some incredible people. And that was the day I met Cameron Haley. That was all of about 12 or 13 years old. He won in the baby grand. He got the late model. He won that. Erica just about got him. But he did win in that. And yeah, that's when I met Cameron Haley. And look what he ended up doing over his career. There is stars that come out of Edmonton, and stars are made at Edmonton.
No, it's a great teaching track. And the nice thing about our track too is a big motor isn't an advantage, right? And so we can keep the cost down for our regular Saturday night races. We don't have to have a big motor, and we can save money for the racers that way. We've lowered our back gate fee this year to help the racers out a bit. Gas is going up all the time. Even here in Alberta, where we're... we're making it. And our gas is pretty expensive. So, you know, we're trying to make ways that these racers can save some money, because it is an expensive sport. And without them, we don't have a track. And without a track, they don't have a place to race. So we have to make sure that we work really closely together. And I think we're doing that. And we have a really good team.
Well, we're all going to have to really do a good job voting in that next election, too. And hopefully we can curb some of these costs and in the fuel for absolutely every Canadian. Don't forget to really study your stuff and make sure you vote. Don't stand on the sidelines and wish that you had lower gas prices. Make sure you vote. But I digress. Back to racing with it. It drives me nuts when I see the price of gas and how much is tax in there. It does drive me nuts. And I know everybody in Alberta works their butt off to get fuel for all of us.
Yeah, it's a big part of what we do out here. Not everything. It's not all everything that we do, but no. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, incredible. Well, things are all ready for opening night. You got NASCAR Canada coming. Sounds like you got a great season coming, and the family's doing well. We're hitting on all cylinders.
Everything's good. Yes, thank you, Joe.
Give that website a hit. How can I buy tickets if I want to go on this week and buy tickets for the race? How do I do it?
Yep, just go right to edmontonraceway.com, and at the very top, you'll click right on the Napa NASCAR 300, and you will see the ticket page. Very easy.
Gotta love Napa. Part of Racetime Radio as well. Loretta, thanks so much for the time tonight. Please, please say hello to everybody. And you never know. I know my son Joe's going to be there. He'll be spotting for the Andrew Ranger car. But you never know. Sue and I may tag team and go out too. I got a brother living out there, and my sister lives in Grand Prairie. So we may make a family deal and hit that race.
You should. And I can help you with some accommodation out there if you want to come. Just let me know. We'll help you guys out.
Absolutely. Much appreciated. You have a good night, and thanks so much for the time on Race Time.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Loretta Deering, Edmonton International Raceway. What a speedway. You got to get your tickets. July 27th is NASCAR night, but they're going to open soon. I don't care if it's just NASCAR. Go and see a Saturday night show. It'll blow your mind. What a beautiful racetrack. It's tight. It's a short track. It's got character. It's got all the above. Beautiful place. Head to it. We are going to hit this break when we come back. Cole Butcher won in ASA. He's going to join us live next. Stay with us all live tonight on Racetime Radio right here.
Hello, race fans. This is Adam Andretti, and you're listening to the best of Racetime Radio.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. 226-583-8001. And keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page.
Canadians will camp like never before this season. Family time will be spent outside, around the campfire. Be prepared for all the elements. Be sure to pack Quick Wick Fire Starters. No need to haul paper or kindling. Just pop a Quick Wick Fire Starter into the pit, add your wood, and presto! You're a professional camper. Let the stories begin. Quick Wick Fire Starters, making bonfires fun.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here. We call it Racetime Radio. With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, one and all live tonight from the Racetime Radio studio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Did you happen to have caught the ASA race last night? Did you happen to catch that from Alabama? If you didn't, we're going to fill you in right now. The number 28 car, Cole Butcher, he doesn't show up to lose. This guy goes to win, and he proved it again last night. He joins us now on the Zoom line. What's going on there, winner, winner, chicken dinner? What's going on, Cole?
No, not much. How are you?
Good, good. Where are you? In an aircraft? In the motorhome? Where are you? It looks kind of different behind you.
We're at a bar right now, actually. Oh. Me and the wife are going to go to dinner, so we made a pit stop. So we could talk to you guys and enjoy a little beverage.
Oh, you're a good man. You're a good man. Take us back to last night. Man, you won that one just by the skin of your teeth, if that. Man, I said to little Joe, I said, Cole won that by a couple of cod lips. That's about what it was. The four of Jake Finch right there, man. At least I think it was Jake, wasn't it?
Yeah, we kind of, we were good when we tested on Thursday. We struggled all day yesterday. We just didn't have the speed we wanted, but come race time, I don't know, I think we were probably like a fifth to seventh place car, honestly, and then things just went our way. my bright rear tire was burnt right off. I was vibrating going down the straightaways, and my only hope was a two-lap sprint, and that's all we got at the end. So I can't thank Jake Fitch enough for racing me clean, and yeah, we were able to come across the finish line first by a very, very little amount. But it was pretty incredible based off what we went through Friday night. We had an incredible car Friday night. Probably the best car I've ever had at Pensacola. And 25 laps into the race, it blew the right front and destroyed the car. So, definitely a tough Friday. But we made up for it on Saturday. But it would have been nice to go for 2 for 2.
Yeah. Well, it takes the sting out. Well, not takes the sting out, but it helps, right? When you win the race and you get a couple of bucks that you can go and put, I don't know, all of that plus about twice that to fix the other car. It sucks that way, but it's nice when you can win the race, which you did. And that's the end result. That's what you want to do each and every time you get in. I know it.
No, 100%. I think I was more mad at myself after the race that I didn't, when I win, I like to, show that we have a really good piece. And last night we just everything fell in our favor, and I mean, a win's a win, but yeah, definitely it was an intense race. The last 25 laps or last 5 laps took longer than the first 95 laps, so it was incredible. But can't thank Southern Super Series enough for putting in a doubleheader and getting two for one weekend. So we'll move on to Lee Speedway here in a couple of weeks with our own program, and then we'll head to Hickory Motor Speedway with Wilson Motorsports.
Ah, Hickory. Oh, do you like the idea of going back to Hickory? Do you dread it? I know if I was a racer, not being on the racetrack, of course, because I've never been, but I've watched enough races there now that I almost pull my hair out watching.
No, I love Hickory. Hickory's my favorite racetrack. I figured the place out, and we'll go test here in a couple of weeks. But Hickory's my type of place, and I know I've been fortunate enough to be pretty good around there the last couple of years. So, we look forward to going there with me and Gio. Hopefully one of us gets into victory lane.
Yeah, hopefully. I can tell you what, ASA has got to thank you a ton, because I guarantee there is a mondo number of Canadians now tuned into ASA. What a lineup of drivers every single race. It's just in outer space. You're into the toughest competition that is known in a super late model. I can guarantee that.
No, for sure. We're only pretty well five. I think we're 5 or 6 races into the season. We still got lots to left. So, we're happy so far, and we're gonna keep digging. I know Kyle Steph is going to be tough to beat, and Joe Lawrence. So we're just excited to continue with what we got going, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
Is there much change, Cole, from the 28 car this year to what you were driving last year in the 28 cars? Is there much change in between the two? Because you guys look like you're going faster at each track.
Personnel have changed. This year, we've had a great group of guys, between myself, Will, Jerry, Bond, Stomp, Bob, my spotter, who Brandon or Andrew or who might that be that weekend, but I have a great group of guys this year. And, it's definitely showing our Pensacola program, which is kind of what matters this year for the Derby, being on flow this year and being 50 grand to win. Our Pensacola program is A1 right now, and I'm pretty pumped about that. But our crew's really, really good, and it's showing so far. So still early in the season, lots can change, but we're definitely excited for coming months.
Still looking favorable that we're going to catch you at the IWK 250 at Riverside this year. Any luck?
No, we won't be at that one this year. I race Anderson the same weekend for the ASA Tour. So my brother will be there for sure, racing with the 54 car. Hopefully we get up to the class this year, maybe a couple more. Just depends on what goes on with my paperwork. So it's out of my hands. But we'll get up there when we can. And, we're just having a good time racing down south. And, yeah, it's been a good year so far.
But you keep doing what you're doing. You're lighting the lamp. And I'll tell you what, when you come home, there's going to be a homecoming like you have not seen or you will not believe. It's going to be off the hook. I can guarantee you that whatever track you show up at will be packed. And they're going to be there for one reason, and that's to watch you race once again like they used to in the old days. back before you moved south. And you won a lot of races up here, but kind of cool to see that your talent is still carrying you through. Any word on a NASCAR truck ride yet? Have you got anything worked out?
I could go race on tomorrow. It's got to write a big enough check, yeah. Unfortunately. We would love to do it, but, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens in the coming months to years. But, yeah, it's just tough, unfortunately. It's just the way it goes these days. But, yeah, if it happens, great. If not, then I'm pretty happy doing what I'm doing right now. I got a baby on the way, so life's about to change right now. So there's more important things in life than that. So, yeah, I just love super late model racing. We're going to have a baby, and we're just going to enjoy it.
Yeah, sounds like a perfect summer, if you ask me. Hey, and Bubba did get a ride too, right? So you never know. Dale Jr. may have just broke the mold, and you never know. Your phone could ring. If there's anybody that deserves at least a shot, Cole Butcher, it's you, and that day will come. You just keep doing what you're doing, and that phone's going to ring. It has to.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and hopefully one can only hope. So, yeah, if it happens, great. If not, then you know what? I've done I'm pretty happy with my late model career so far, and we've got a couple of big races coming towards the end of the year that we'd love to check off, and that'd be pretty sweet. So, yeah, only one can hope, and hopefully one day it happens.
Yep. Lee Speedway is up next for Mr. Cole Butcher, and dinner is awaiting, my friend. If you don't take Mama and get her food, she's going to say next time I ask, forget that old man. I got to eat. So you get to it. And thanks so much for the time tonight, Cole. Congratulations on yet another win. We'll be talking to you after Lee. Here's hoping.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And I hope you guys have a great evening.
You bet. That is Cole Butcher. Gets the win this past weekend in ASA competition. I'll tell you what, that guy is really, really doing the job. He's doing it time after time, and so cool to see Cole Butcher and what he can do on the racetrack. Goes from wreckers Friday night where he destroyed a car, comes back Saturday night, and wins. Now, that's tough to do, right? Especially on the same track. Just incredible. Got to give you a quick Chase Pensenaux update. We had Chase on the program last week. He was Berlin Raceway. Remember that? And he was on the pole. Didn't earn it. Actually earned a seventh place start last week and got the pole. He ended up, I think it was a top 10 finish. Anyway, Chase Pensenaux back to Berlin this week. It was the CRA a series race this time. And Chase earned the pole. How about that? He went out, earned the pole, and with the invert, they put him back to sixth. Anyway, Chase worked his way through. He was 12 to go. 12 to go, and the competition yellow comes out. And Chase restarted the race in second spot. He was actually sitting on the pole. The leader took the outside. And they started the race, and sure enough, just like they did the week before, the guys behind, everybody's antsy. Everybody wants to win the race. I don't know whether Chase slipped a little bit or whether the guys just got into him. But like a ping pong ball, back he goes and went all the way back to ninth. And that's where he finished. So he still has a top 10 finish. So good on Chase Pensenaux for that. The team is doing a great job. He earned the pole. He has got a really bright future. He needs laps. He needs time. And I guarantee you, Chase Pensenaux is going to be another one of those Cole Butcher kind of guys. He's going to get wins. And when he does, there's going to be multiple wins. They're going to click off like it'll be amazing. Keep your eye on Chase Pensenaux. He drives the 14 car, does a great job, and always great to watch. I caught the end of the race on Flow. And, yeah, just amazing. I was a little bit disappointed that he got ran over at the end. But you got to somewhat understand that everybody wants to win, including him. But you won't see Chase Pensenaux running over guys to go get the win or to go get that next spot. He does it the right way. He passes cars. The 47 car, Campbell, he was doing really, really good. and the 71 that ultimately ended up winning the race got into his right rear quarter, hit him just ever so slightly, but it bent it in enough that he had a tire rub, and they were honest, saying, hey, this guy's going to lose the tire. He definitely lost the lead, and it stayed together. The 47 car did finish the race, but it consequently cost him the race, right? That little touch pretty well did him in for the day. But that's what happens in short track racing, especially at Berlin. Talk about an action track. Man, Berlin Speedway, they got it all going on. If you get a chance to go check it out. If you can't, watch Flow Racing and pick up a night at Berlin Speedway, and you'll be quite happy that you tuned in and watched it. I'm going to hit another quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to have Josh Collins all the way out in Placentia, Newfoundland. And we're going to talk some NASCAR Canada with the 56 car. We're going to do that right after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines, for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Also by Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need, and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young. Thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Race Time Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight. Rev TV Canada, every Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Having your supper, sitting back, relaxing if you're in Ontario. Now, if you're on Newfoundland, let's see now. It'd be late supper for you, but you still might be doing it. We're going to make you happy, Newfoundland, because we got your driver. Well, one of your drivers coming on right now. And let's bring him up on the Zoom line. He drives the number 56 in NASCAR Canada. He's one of those guys you got to keep your eye on, especially when we get to Eastbound International Speedway. Coming up on June 22nd. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are on sale. I can bet Mike James is all over it. Got tickets up and ready to rock and roll. So let's welcome in our guest, shall we? We got him. Josh Collins, what's going on? Look at you, all nice and comfy in the den.
Yes, nice to meet you, Joe. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, you betcha. What's going on, bud? Did you have a good winter?
Yeah, we had a pretty good winter, yeah. We're all ready to get racing again now.
I bet. How's the 56 car coming along? I bet you blew it all apart. Now you're going to put it all back together and make her go faster.
Yeah, I know Stan Miller was down a couple times in winter, so he's done some work on the cars, on the Pinty's car in particular, and the Eastbound Sportsman and some other stuff. So he's definitely got his hand in it since Christmas.
I bet. So what are we going to see you at CTMP to fire the season off, or are you going to hold back, hit Chaudière, hit the ovals? What's your plan this year, bud?
Our plan is we're going to do Eastbound first, so that's going to be our first race, and then we're going to go to Riverside. So working with some sponsorship there now, and that's currently what we got in motion, so that's how we're going to play it out.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Eastbound, a home track for you. Man, you could do that one blindfolded, I believe, Josh. You are really, really good at that speedway, and your results show when you're at that track, be it Sportsman or NASCAR Canada, I don't care what it is. You know that racetrack. I think the pavement wasn't even totally down and you were on it.
Yeah, no, we've been there since day one, and we got certainly turned a lot of laps there. So I really know the track and I enjoy it. And we had a good time last year running. Unfortunately, we ended up hitting the wall there. Kind of fell asleep on the backstretch, but we were doing pretty good. We were almost up in top five at that time. Didn't qualify that great, but, you know, we're looking forward to it. We do have a decent car, so I think we got as good a shot as anybody when the time comes.
So, Placentia, Newfoundland, whereabouts is it actually? I know where St. John's is, but whereabouts is Placentia? You're not that far away from St. John, are you?
No, we're about an hour and 10-minute drive. So, when you get off the Marine Atlantic Ferry in Argentia, essentially you're in Placentia at that point. So we're only 5 minutes from the ferry, and we're about 45 minutes from the track.
Okay, so that's the longboat, right? So, if you take the 16-hour trip, you're going to end up at Josh's place. If you take the 8-hour trip, you're on the other end of the rock.
Exactly. You actually got to pass our shop in order to come out the ferry, so you won't miss us.
Ah, you're right there. So when do the cars arrive at your shop? I take it they're being prepared up here in Ontario. When do they arrive at your place, or are they there now?
No, everything's here now. We have everything in Argentina, our shop, right? And it's been there since last year, so we're doing all our own work. Stan will be taking all the credit for this year, for sure.
I got you. So is it safe to say that you have bolted your butt into the seat and got any test time in yet, or have you ventured out that far yet?
No, not yet. We're hoping to in the next 2 weeks. Call for all rain this week, but Stan comes back Monday. So when he gets back here, we're going to go over cars one more time and then look for a weather window. And you know, hopefully the track will be available and we can get some time.
How much difference, Josh, is this year's car versus last year's car? Did you guys, did Stan say he found a lot wrong with what they had last year and that he fixed up for this year?
Yeah, we had a lot of brake issues. Some of the brackets for the calipers were bent, and we were struggling with that in the first couple of races last year with, you know, calipers seizing up and so on. But we ended up finding out that it was actually the caliber wasn't on straight on the bracket because it was bent, and it was always creating friction. And anyway, we ended up figuring that out. And there's a new brake package this year. So between the new brake package now, it's all changed. So hopefully that's what we need to bring to the front.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you get a brake drag, and that would really suck. It'd really be holding you back. And you wouldn't feel it so much in the car, I wouldn't think. Maybe you would. But, you know, if it's like that all season, it would just be part of the ride. You wouldn't really feel the difference. I think you'll feel a big difference now if there's no brake drag. You're going to sail her in.
No, that's right. And I guess having the cars in Ontario and then not getting any time in the seat, the only time you have is race day. So when you first go out and you have trouble with the brakes, well, everybody's kind of diagnosing and coming up with some things to change. But then you don't get to try it till the next race. So you're killing time between sunset and then, you know, and then we were in Chaudière. So then we finally get to eastbound. And, you know, the last thing is, geez, I wonder if the bracket's been. Maybe it's not the caliber failing at all. Like, maybe that's not the issue. And unfortunately, we ended up with, you know, three races gone, right?
Well, you'll find a big difference, and I know the race fans will as well. When they get to eastbound this year, you're going to have to watch for Josh Collins. Last year, you tag-teamed. You and Brandon were teammates out there in Newfoundland. How about Brandon this year? Is he jumping on board, or is he a busy cat?
No, he's definitely doing the eastbound one, from my understanding, and Riverside will be depending on his work schedule, but... you know, we're hoping to do that deal again this year, and I don't see any reason why I won't. So we'll do two of the cars at eastbound, and we'll hopefully take them to Riverside if Brandon can make an appearance, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, Brandon McFarlane, always awesome to watch as well. Always really good at eastbound International Speedway, but Josh Collins is the man to beat at that track. How about your other programs? What else do you got laid out? Are you going to go after a championship in the Sportsman? At the weekly stuff, what's the plan there?
We're going to do some of the weekly stuff, but we're not focusing on the championship as such because we want to do the IWK this year, which we haven't done since 2019, 2020. The car's been sitting in stands up in the barn there for the last 2 or 3 years, so we're going to take that out and go through it. And between the bit of sponsorship that we do have, those are the couple of races that we chose. We're going to stick some stuff here in Newfoundland, do the two Pinty's races, and do the IWK as well.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. You were good at the IWK 250. Yeah, it has been a few years, but you've got that place figured out too. NASCAR Canada going back there now. That'll be your first trip around there in that style of car. I bet you're excited to get there for that.
Absolutely. We want to hopefully have a good run to those races. I know they're on the Pro Stock race at the same time, so we may take the Pro Stock car and do that as well, but it's going to depend on schedule and how they got it laid out. I'm not sure if that's happening. I guess it'll happen before the Pinty's race, or maybe it's after. I don't know, but that'll depend on whether we're going to do it during that weekend or not.
So somebody watching right now on Rev TV, they're out there in Newfoundland, and they go, wow, Josh is going to be racing. Maybe I can get on his race car. If they wanted to do that, Josh, how would they go about it?
Reach out to the Facebook is the easiest way, and send a message. And then, you know, Ryan Reedson, he does all the media for us, Ryan Reed. So he can certainly have a look at that, and hopefully we can get some more sponsorship and maybe do a few more races.
Yeah, get a deal put together. I guarantee you get your money's worth when you're with this guy. He's going to give you 110%. There is nothing. This guy runs, if it's a 250-lap race, it's 250 qualifying laps the way this guy looks at it. He don't go and go light. Josh Collins is foot to the floor the whole time. He gives you the best, especially eastbound International Speedway. So what are you going to be working on when you test? Hopefully later this week when you get out there. What are you going to be working on? Are you going to mock run? What are you going to be working on with the 56?
Mainly be a shakedown first after having everything prepared all winter, and then we want to see what kind of lap times we can draw at each car, in more particular the Pinty's car. So we want to see that the brake drag problem's fixed, which it should be. And, you know, after a good shakedown, we'll take them back to the shop, scale them, and then probably go one more time if the weather allows and time allows.
Yeah. I guess it all comes down to time and weather, window, the whole shot. How's business for you? I know you guys are busy out that way. How is it?
Good now. We went through some struggles in the last couple of years, but COVID wasn't kind to us and a few other decisions we made. But certainly coming out of that, and now with Glenn, Glenn McFarlane and Brandon, a part of the team, certainly makes a difference and helps make all this a little bit easier to do.
Good. Glad to hear everything's coming together for you, man. You are one of those racers that I personally have always kept my eye on. When you're on the racetrack, I know I'm going to get my money's worth. And especially at Eastbound International Speedway, so many good drivers out there, man. And you get out there, you battle with all of them, and it don't seem to matter who is there. You could have your teammate beside you. You're still going to beat him, right?
Yeah, we're there to win. It doesn't matter. Once the helmet goes on, that's it. Everybody for themselves.
Yeah, and you never do it up too tight. You're always just tight enough.
That's just starting off, yeah.
Incredible. Good stuff, Josh. This has been fun catching up, man. I know I look forward to it. Social media. How does people stay up with you, man?
Facebook is the main, our main platform, but we also have a Twitter and Instagram and a YouTube, but we post videos, try to post something every week using some of the old footage from last year, but with the practices coming up, there'll be some new stuff. So if anyone wants to jump on board, like I said, just reach out to the Facebook.
Ooh, man, I will. What's the 56 car going to look like? Did you change the graphics at all this year, or does it look the same?
We actually not really sure. Glenn, we spoke about it the weekend with Glenn there, what way to do the car, so we haven't really made a full decision on that, but you know, I certainly like my old scheme. There's no question about that, but we'll, I guess it'll depend on sponsors and a few other things, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything depends, but I just wondered. And if Glenn's got his finger on it, look out. It's going to look wild. I can guarantee it. Josh Collins, good luck out there. Stay out of trouble, will you? And get out there, do some practice, and go get them when they hit eastbound. We need a Newfoundlander in Victory Lane. Keep your jib-jab from dropping.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. And really appreciate you having me on the show.
You want to believe it. Josh Collins, driver of the 56 out there in Newfoundland, getting ready to go for Eastbound International Speedway. Going ahead to Riverside 2, as long as the sponsorship all lines up. He's going to try and get those races in, and maybe even more. And let's take a look at the schedule, shall we, for NASCAR Canada. In case you're sitting back and planning on going to see a race, everything's going to kick off May 19th. Well, the May 19th weekend is Victoria Fest at CTMP. Then off to Chaudière, if I'm saying that correct, Autodrome Chaudière, on June the 1st, on Saturday, June the 1st. Then Eastbound International Speedway on June 22nd. Always a great time. That's in Avondale, Newfoundland. It's only about, I'm going to say, about 25 minutes away from St. John's. So it's not that bad. You can actually fly in, grab a rental car, and book it out to the Speedway. You'll have a gas. You want to talk about a nice track? I absolutely love that facility. It's wicked fast. And NASCAR Canada puts on a show like you wouldn't believe there. Then they're going to do a double date at Riverside International Speedway on Saturday, June 29th and June 30th. Joan Rui has been just lighting it up when it comes time for that double NASCAR weekend at Riverside, welcoming back the teams. They haven't been there since like 2019, I think. It's going to be wild to see those cars back at Riverside. Then off to the dirt they go for a Thursday night special at Oswegan Speedway on July the 11th. Then on Saturday, July the 20th, the West Coast swing begins and they hit Sutherland Automotive Speedway out in Saskatoon. Then they go to Edmonton. Normally that's done in reverse. I just noticed that on the schedule. Thankfully, I'm looking at it. Sutherland Automotive Speedway in Saskatoon is up first. And that is on July the 20th. July 27th is Edmonton. Then they come all the way back on August the 11th. It is Three Rivers time. And that as well, GP3R, a lights-out event. NASCAR is the headline that weekend. You don't want to miss that particular weekend. August the 17th, they go to the half mile at Delaware Speedway. And then into Circuit ICAR on August the 24th, September the 1st, back to CTMP. And then they round out the series and finish it all September 22nd at Autodrome Monami Speedway in Monami, Quebec. So and the final spot going to be something totally different for the teams. It ain't ending here in Ontario for the first time in ever. The series is going to end in the province of Quebec on a beautiful speedway that is foreign to 99% of the guys. So it's going to be the real wild card race at the end of the year. But the only guy I know of that's got mileage on that track is Donald Teish, driver of the 80 car. Yeah, he's an ACT car. ACT ran at that speedway. So you know Donald Teish is going to be... one to watch in the 80 car flying around that speedway. Okay, we're going to hit a quick break. I'm waiting for Brandon Carlson to dial us up. And we're going to go after British Columbia, and we're going to catch up with Brandon Carlson. One of the hottest late model shoes in that province is Brandon. He drives the 14 car, and he is going to join us. And then, to finish the hour, fingers crossed that the cell moved out of the way, and Brian Baumler could take his aircraft from the mainland out to the Bahamas. He was scheduled earlier tonight, but unfortunately, he couldn't do it. That big thunder cell was over, and he couldn't take off in his aircraft. So he's hoping that cell moves out. He can fly over and jump on with us to finish the show here tonight. And you may be wondering, what is Brian Baumler, the builder guy? What's he doing on Race Time? Well, he has a race connection. There's a little bit of race in that blood. We'll find out how, why, when, all of that with Brian Baumler here tonight on Race Time Radio. Great builder, fastest nailer in North America. He has racing in his blood, and we'll find out just how thick and how much it runs in there. You know he's a speed demon, right? He loves building places. He loves flying planes. He probably has a wicked couple cars, I wouldn't doubt. He likes going fast, so Brian Baumler's going to join the show at some point tonight, we're hoping. Fingers crossed that cell moves out of the way. We'll hit this break, and when we come back, hopefully we got Brandon Carlson up on the Zoom line, so we got something to talk about. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Oh, I know. It goes, asphalt's racing on dirts or plant potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
You already did.
Tonight's Race Time Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. 226-583-8001. And keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page. For over 30 years, Quick Wick Fire Starters have fueled this sport on and off the track, making lighting your campfire as easy as 1, 2, 3. There's no need for kindling or paper. Just pop your Quick Fire Starter in the pit, add your wood, and presto, you're a pro. Quick Fire Starters. No harmful chemicals, and guaranteed to light your fire every time. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere, doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Race Time Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, Port Hawkesbury, New Glasgow, and Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio, live tonight from this Racetime Radio studio on our YouTube channel, Racetime Radio TV. Don't forget to hit subscribe. We surely appreciate it. And you can join us right here each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And we talk motorsports, racing in particular, right across the country. And off we go to the beautiful province of British Columbia. And we bring in one of the drivers that, in my opinion, is one of the hottest shoes you can find in the province. He drives the 14 super late model, whatever. His name is Brandon Carlson. He's got a ton of wins, including the Canada 200 a bunch of times. What's going on tonight there, Brand? How you doing?
I am really, really good. Bit of a blustery day out on the wet coast here, and just kind of the off season seems to be wrapping up. Not that we really have an off season with our racing in Arizona, and I guess we can get into it. Building the new car is what I just came in from doing.
So, did ya? There you go.
Building a new race car.
Sure. Put a new one together. That's exactly what you need. Is another brand new race car, and you can see you've been getting lots of sun. I know last weekend you were busy on the crew side of things down there with Dave Smith in the ARCA series. How did that one go, buddy?
Yeah, that was a good rebound. I guess I don't talk about that much. My day job is I run David Smith's ARCA West campaign for him. I guess you could call me the crew chief. I turn the screws mechanically on the car and lend my help to the setup of those cars. They're a truck arm equipped. I call them a cup car, an Xfinity car. You know, they're different than our Canadian Tire cars we have on the East Coast and up above the border here. They're more like an Xfinity car, I guess you would say. So I twist the screws on those as my day job, and then of course go home to my own hot rods at nighttime. And we had bad luck in Phoenix. We wrecked two cars. One was just bad luck. Got up into the gray practice trying to hustle. You know, because you got to lay down a lap time. There were 40 cars there, and we backed it in the fence. And then, so we got a backup car ready, and working around lap 50, we got turned around and smacked the outside wall and knocked the right side off the car.
Man, you hate it when that happens, brother.
We do. Luckily, we had one more car. We had left at the shop in Sacramento, and I went down to went to Sacramento last week and get our third stringer ready. And we campaigned that in Kern County, Kevin Harvick's Kern County Raceway Park. And Dave did a good job and brought it home with all the fenders on it. So we made all the laps. Nothing broke. Nothing fell off. And we had a great time.
I can hear David behind the wheel now after that wreck. Well, Brandon, got a little more work for you now. I hate to say it, but got a little more work for you. And you know what? I'm guilty of not getting David Smith on this program. We need to have him on here just about monthly with the racing that he has been doing. He is one of the seventh wonders of the world, especially in motorsports. The guy does amazing stuff.
In all aspects of motorsports, you need to talk to him. You need to YouTube Shockwave Marine Suspension Seating. He built a boat to go around the top of the continent with Bear Grylls. That was over 10 years ago. He got into Trans Am 2 racing, and then we introduced him to short track racing, and he's kind of been hooked on that. So the ARCA series kind of blends the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and it would. I do believe that introduction to short track racing was at Western Speedway, right? That was the Canada 200. That was one of his first short track races, wasn't it?
Yes, briefly. Daryl Midgley lent him a car, and we threw him to the wolves at Tucson Speedway for the Chili Willy 150, where he got his first official short track start in about a 700-horsepower Dodge-powered late model. I don't think he's ever really recovered from that. But on the most worn out racetrack there is. So I don't really think you could have a much rougher introduction to short track racing, but he had fun and he's been hooked ever since.
Yeah. I remember the story. Now this is going back 4 or 5 years ago. But for those that don't know, David Smith had cancer and things weren't looking good for David. And you know what? He defied the odds. He beat him. And like Brendan's saying, he got him hooked in racing. And David Smith continues today to race in the ARCA series. And that is no tough, or that is no easy thing to go do. I don't know about you, Brendan, but I know if I was a short track racer, I don't know if I'd be picking the ARCA series all the way out there because it's a tough deal.
Yeah, it is. You have a lot of big money teams from back east even compete. And, you know, though last year was Venturini Motorsports took it to most of us with Sean Higurani. I mean, that is a first-class Toyota development team. You can't, you know, basically if you want to win an ARCA, you got to drive for Venturini. Amber Balkans, she had a rough go yesterday. But they are a great team, and they ran on the West Coast and won the Drivers' Championship, I believe. And it's a tough road to hoe in the ARCA series because you get all that NASCAR Cup technology filtering into that series, and it's not the old Winston West as we call it. It's changed.
Oh, I'll tell you a true story. I'm at Daytona International Speedway, broadcasting from the fan zone. This is going back quite a few years ago, and having a great time, and I really love ARCA. So I'm in the garage, and I'm talking to all the different competitors, and of course, all the other guys that cover motorsports, like I do, they're nowhere near the garage. They're all concentrating on all the NASCAR stuff, and I'm just honed right in on ARCA. Absolutely love it. I got to know Billy, got to know his dad, got to know all of those guys. Got to know a lot of the big ARCA teams, Bobby Gerhard and all of them. And it was so funny because that particular year, I want to say it was, Grant Enfinger was driving for him. And lo and behold, Grant Enfinger goes out and won Daytona. And that was the first time Venturini had been in victory lane in a long, long time, if ever, at Daytona for that particular race. And it was off the rails. I was in victory lane with all the guys, and we had a ball. And I couldn't believe it. That was the first time that Grant got out of the car, and he had to kiss the Italian. And I roared, had a good interview with Bill, and I don't know whether the tradition started then, but it definitely continues today where any ARCA winner for Venturini has to get out and kiss the big Italian. One of those traditions that everybody would love to do means you won the race.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen that take place a couple times. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, enough ARCA. What's going on with your team, the 14 car? Are you ready to go? What's the plans for this year for you, bud?
Well, we had planned to be racing this past weekend at Wenatchee, but what happened was at the Chili Willy 150, we actually had a great winter. I won't start it off with a negative. We had really good speed, invested in our engine program in the slight off season of October. We bought a Hamner sealed motor and went to work on the car and got the car a little better, and it showed great right out of the gate down there. We were third quick at the Turkey Shoot, and then just missed the top 10 in qualifying at the Chili Willy 150. Unfortunately, go back up at the Turkey Shoot, we were riding around six and snapped a lower control arm. And had a great time racing with Kyle Reed. And it's funny, those me and him seem to find each other on the racetrack no matter what we're doing. And so our cars stay down there. Myself and Daryl Midgley, they stay right at the racetrack. It's super safe, secure, locked up. So I basically had to build a lower control arm, new design that I built in my garage, and carried in my luggage with me down to Tucson for the Chili Willy. And I don't think I quite got the same because it wasn't jigged or anything. I was just trying to build it off pictures in my phone, and I think we missed the sway bar timing a little bit. But that's okay. We still, when we came back to the Chili Willy, we just missed the top 10 in qualifying and had two great nights running in the top 10 in all my prelims, which is great for me. I mean, I only race my super a couple times a year, it seems, and I hadn't really raced it since the last go in Tucson. So we were having a great time. And then with 30 laps, 25 laps to go, we got a restart. And there was the front. There was Grayson Raz and Derek Thorne's car with Sean Higurani driving it a couple rows in front of me. And we were sitting sixth or seventh. And two guys got together. And I was just going too fast and couldn't avoid them and hit Ryan Phipps in the door and knocked the front clip off the 14 machine.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
So what had been going on in the meantime was my longtime car owner, Steve, wanted to help. And, you know, seeing that I was investing in the program, he wanted to help. And so we'd already started building a new Alien race car super late model chassis. And so this kind of pretty good wreck has forced us to, not forced, but, you know, we're just going to build the new one now. So we're going to take a little time. Instead of just clipping the old car, which is a 2008 Alien,
right,
we're going to take this new one and finish it off real nice. And we're just about ready to send it for powder coat and then to put it together. So Ted Zurbin's built us a beautiful new car, and we've finished it here. I've got great help with my crew guys. They're all sheet metal guys and fabricators and welders, and I'm just so lucky to have the people around me I do to lean on to help me finish this project out, and we'll take it to the racetrack. So hopefully we're looking for the beginning of August at the Miller 200 at South Sound Speedway. We're going to debut this car.
That's good. That's good. And Brandon, how many times have we seen it where, you know, a car gets into a real bad one, takes a front clip or a rear clip, and you take it back to the shop, you loft that off, you build a new one, you put it on, and the car never, ever comes close to what it did before. And finally, the end of the season come, you blow it all apart, you stick it back on the plate, and now you figure out why it didn't do what it did, because everything's twisted. That happens more often than not, right?
Yeah, absolutely, especially if you're in a hurry to fix stuff. I just know that from work, or I've been around... lucky enough to have been around race cars a long time growing up in Ted's shop, that, you know, sometimes a few good hits. This car, it was older. It started out its life with Chris Skelton in Saskatoon, and its very first night on the racetrack, it got junked the same manner. I remember it leaving Ted's and coming back 3 weeks later, just completely with the front clip knocked off of it. So this is its second good hit it's had in its life. So it's not the end of it, but maybe we'll find another use for it, like a pro late model, or you never know, maybe another BC late model.
Yeah,
down the road.
Well, it could be a West car, right? Straighten it up and put her back together. It'll live on. It will do good. It's not like it's a substandard car by any stretch.
No, those cars Ted's built, you know, honestly, they were after seeing what I've been very fortunate to see some Hamkeys and Furies and all the stuff I've gotten to work on. Ted was ahead of his time. He honestly was. You know, he's an incredible craftsman, a great fabricator. And that car, it doesn't lack anything, the one we wrecked, the older one, to what the new stuff is. You know, it just needs the body hung a little nicer on it. And that's where the areas of improvement. But the chassis itself, there's nothing wrong with it.
We're with Brandon Carlson tonight. I say he's from BC because he is. From BC, I think he's in Arizona today, but he is out on the West Coast, let's put it that way, and he's with us all live tonight at Racetime. Is there any chance we're going to see you up on this side of the border in a race car? Because every time I see you with your butt in a car, you win.
I don't know if I'd quite. I know there's a better chance of seeing me in a late model in the province this year. I've retired, not retired, but the Rendles are winding down their sprint car operation. So I've retired from sprint car racing, and that was a fun gig I had for the last couple of years. And it was just, they're a blast and have made me a better race car driver. I don't have a crate engine at the moment, so it's going to be tough for me to go any pro late racing up here. But you never know. You never know what can happen.
Well, and what would be close? Saratoga? Would that be close? Close track to you? Gold Pen? Maybe Penticton? Like Western Rattler 300 Penticton style brand? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, we don't quite have the right package for Penticton motor-wise, but that's this type of car, yes. If we could get our hands on a crate engine, that's the type of car we would. That's probably the closest Canadian race we would go to would be the Western Rattler 300.
Yeah, that would be cool to see you at that race. The other one that stands out to me is the Bridge City 200. Now, I know that's a little further away. Saskatoon, that's quite a jaunt for somebody out of BC. But it is done. We have seen BC cars go do it. And that race is gaining a lot of popularity out on the West Coast.
It is. I was very fortunate to attend that race last year with Daryl Midgley, just his crew, his sponsor, Dwight Kennedy of Northern Provincial Pipelines, who helps Daryl and I out quite a bit. He bought Daryl a crate engine to go run that race. And what a beautiful facility. I mean, I just like, holy cow, it's like Bristol. I mean, yeah. Pictures don't do that place justice on how much banking it has. The people were so friendly. Ran a good program. I want to go race there. So unfortunately, I don't have any crate engines at the moment, but you never know what will happen. And I would love to get out there. I was floored. You know, it was just a great facility and a great time I had in Saskatoon last summer.
Well, I love it. I love the Speedway. Like you say, the people are second to none. I just absolutely love it. And Brendan, I got to say, if you love that racetrack, you got to make tracks all the way to Nova Scotia, do the IWK 250 at Riverside International Speedway. And trust me when I say, your eyes will fly out of your head. And I don't think you would miss a green flag at that racetrack for another race. It is absolutely cool. If you love Saskatoon, watch that baby.
Yes, I've been watching some YouTube videos of it. And anybody out there has got a spare car, hit me up. You can find me on Facebook because it looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. Hands down, we've been doing that race 12 years. This is going to be our 13th year. I call it Canada's ultimate short track race. I've called it that. Drives racetracks crazy. But you got to go see it. And when people see it, they say, hey, you know what? That old guy isn't off the mark. It is the ultimate race here in Canada, but it's incredible. You have got such a good winning percentage and being in the sport such a long time, and you've had good success. I want to see that continue, man, and I'd love to be at a race with you in it.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't think I'm a natural race car driver by any means. I think I'm surrounded by really good people. I'm just really fortunate to grow up around Ted, Daryl, and my dad, and have good people help me along the way. Chuck Carruthers, and my boss, Dave, even, you know, the lessons you learn through people who have been in the sport since the 60s, you know, I've just been really lucky.
Bud, you can hand somebody your brand new helicopter, but if they don't know how to fly it, it isn't going to do them much good. And you are definitely one of those flyers. Always look forward to catching up with you. Please do me a favor and tell David to watch out. I need to get a hold of him and get him on this show. We got to feature him. And I know we'll have him on lots after, but I got to get him on this show and talk ARCA with him because he is lighting the lamp down there. Just tell him I'm sorry and I need to get him on here.
He'll be watching, I know. So I'll see him at the shop tomorrow at 9, I know it.
Well, you get everything geared up. I can't wait for that car to debut. Please keep us all up to date, and we'll get you back on the show before that Miller 200. I can guarantee it. We'll get you on here, and we'll get everybody hyped up to watch what they're going to see when Brendan Carlson gets back behind the wheel.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Sounds good. That's Brendan Carlson out there in BC. Watch out. He is coming. Now, don't know what BC races. You never know. He could pop out. He's building a brand new super late model. And when it comes time for pro late race, watch out. He is the man to beat. I can guarantee you that. I am going to hit this break. I got lots of news on the other side. Whoop, hang on a sec here. Good to go. Brian is going to join us on the other side of this break. Stay with us, everybody. We will be back in just mere moments.
Oh, I know. It goes, asphalt's racing on dirt or planting potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
You already did.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts. sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. 226-583-8001. And keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page. And just like that, how about that? That was a short break for good cause, too. We are really happy to announce that Brian Baumler did land. And that's good news. He is with us all live tonight on Racetime Radio. Why Brian Baumler? Why leave it to Brian? Brian all in, Brian's island, and rock the block. I don't know if he won that. I'm going to have to ask him because I missed that episode. I know he won the last two episodes, but I don't know about the final. We'll ask him. All of that. Why Brian on Racetime Radio? Well, this is why. Brian has got racing in his blood. He was part of a race team a few years ago, and we're going to ask him about all of the above all right now. What do you say we welcome him in on the Zoom line? Brian Baumler, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? I did land. I'm still batting 1,000.
You are. That's good. Hey, I follow you along on social media. I'm like one of those ultra fans. I watch all my Brian stuff. I know Sarah. I know you and the kids and the whole deal. I absolutely follow you. How did you get your ticket with the IFR?
I haven't taken the flying test yet. I've done the ground test, so I've got that one. But the next step is the flying test. I think I'll be all right. I've been practicing a lot. I'm still doing pretty well. You know, I've survived every landing so far, so that's key.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, whereabouts are you now? Are you back out at your place in Florida? Are you in the Bahamas?
I'm in Florida right now. I was actually down in Marathon today. We flew down for a boat race. A couple of the offshore boats. We watched that with Quinn and a race team. A friend of his is from Bermuda. So we raced down there. We watched the race. We raced back. Had to dodge a little bit of weather. But yeah, right now I'm in Wellington, Florida.
Ah, there you go. Hey, how did I watched my Island of Brian, and then the show ended. I gotta know, how did the aircraft hangar all work out? Did you get it all finished?
Oh, we sure did. Yeah, it worked out really well. The only problem with it, I built it a little small. I've been collecting a few airplanes since, so I picked up a 1947 CB, a Republic CB, a float plane, 210, a 310, and a little Cub. So you can never, it's like a garage. You can never have a garage that's big enough, never have a shop that's big enough. It's the same kind of thing.
Well, you sound like a typical racer. They keep adding to the herd, and the shop is too small. They got to build. They got to call guys like you to build them a new one.
Exactly. Hey, I'm not always available, but I'm always happy to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, I think I was talking to Clinton Jeffrey from Us Weekend Speedway one day, and I don't know whether I mentioned Island of Brian or Leave It to Brian or something. I had mentioned something about the show, and he goes, Joe, you know Brian used to participate out here, right? And I said, no, I didn't know that.
I got a call from Alex at Instant Insulation. They did the, I think it was the mini stocks, and I got a call, and he said, hey, you want to come down and race? And I said, man, I'd love to do that on the dirt. Love to try it out. So I came down. They I don't know what happened. We were running late. They threw me in the car and said, go, go, go. It's hot laps. Let's get out there and qualify. And I had to get pointed in the right direction. I got on the racetrack and, you know, did my thing. I think I qualified fourth or fifth. And, but when I went out, they were, they were pulling numbers out of the hat, and they pulled me out first. And, of course, the guy that doesn't know the track just jumps in the car, got out there first, so I mashed my foot down, and I held on. I think I held my own.
Good for you. And you had a good time, right?
I've been trying to get back to do it ever since. It was an incredible time.
Until Sarah finds out, and then Sarah goes, that's enough out of you, Baumler. Get out of that car. I need you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. She said that's enough. Get out of the car. You survived it.
Well, you're down in Florida lots. So you got to go down to New Smyrna Speedway and head around and hit some of those racetracks down there. I can hook you up and get you into a ride if you want to try a super ride.
I would love it. I would love it.
Incredible. I watched the series, the new series that's on HGTV right now. Leave it to Brian. No, not leave it to Brian. Brian All In. I've seen you in Newfoundland. I've seen you Lake of the Woods. I've seen you at all these different locations. I got to tell you, Mud, you are doing good. Not only, for a good TV show, but you're doing a lot of good to help people. Taking your experience Brian's and passing
all in,
it on.
Yeah, Brian's All In, one of those passion projects. I just want to get back on the tools and do some traveling and get back out there and help people. And I love seeing entrepreneurs with small businesses get going and get their stuff together and build a business and turn their passion into something that they really want to do that can support them.
Yeah, and it's working. It's so cool watching that show. Anybody that hasn't watched it, you got to tune into it. It's on HGTV, and it's Brian All In right now. And you can go back and, PVR or On Demand, any of the other shows. If you don't know this guy, you got to check him out. I'll tell you, it's good watching. I went through some cancer treatments a bunch of years ago. And when I was down and out, I was sitting there and I was watching different shows. And that's what kept me going.
I'm glad I could be with you through that. And I'm glad that you're looking good. You're looking good.
I'm on the other side. I'm cancer free so far.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. How's biz for you? Like, are you doing more Brian All Ins? Or what's the season looking like? Are you off that now and on to something new?
In a couple of weeks, we're starting a new series down on the island. We've got some extra land here and a big development we're getting going on. So we're going to film some more interesting projects down in South Florida and Bahamas for sure.
Oh, that's too cool. I absolutely loved Island of Brian. Watching you put that whole project together. That to me, my friend, you had rocks in your head about 20 times. Yeah. I was going, either Sarah's going to kill him or Brian is going to get out in that boat and pull the plug. There was just so much to do. But, man, you guys buckled down and you got it all done.
We survived it. I mean, you got to keep your eye on the prize. It's like racing, right? You got to keep your foot down on the floor and just keep going and try not to bounce off too many things on the way.
Exactly. Are you a NASCAR fan? Do you watch NASCAR? Do you ever sit back in the bar and click it on?
I watch a little bit. Yeah, we got down to the F1 in Miami last year and had a peek at that. And my neighbor actually in Florida, his son's on a kart racing team. So we go down and watch the little guys every now and then. It's fun.
Oh, cool. That's the way to do it. I knew you had racing in your blood. After Clinton told me that, I thought, man, I got to somehow or another reach out, get you on the show. And sure enough, Paul hooked us up. And real grateful that he was able to do that. We got you on here. You do a great job on all your different TV shows. Now, I got to ask him, for anybody that hasn't seen the episode yet, like me, close your ears. I'm going to ask Bry. Rock the Block. Did you and Sarah win it?
Well, here's a spoiler alert. I told Sarah this. I said, look, we don't want to win it as long as the check clears. And that's unfortunately what happened. I think we put the best house together. I think just like last season, our house will sell for the most. But it's a show. It's a game. And the check cleared. So we won in the end. Let's put it that way.
Good for you. I know the last two episodes you guys won. And that final, I hadn't seen it. But I thought, well, instead, I might as well ask you while I got you.
Yeah. So we didn't. We didn't take home the win.
Oh well, that's okay. More wins down the road. No, you can't. That's just too cool. How many more episodes do we have of Brian All In before the end of the season? Do you know?
I think there's another five or six that are going to air, and there's some fun ones coming up. That was, I mean, traveling around the country, meeting people, and helping them with their business. It was an incredible year.
Oh man, seeing you out in Newfoundland. I was a race director at Eastbound International Speedway for a couple seasons. Right when I got this cancer, but incredible people. And when I seen you out there kissing the cod and doing the double take, I went, "Oh, Brian, you're right. That was a good shot they gave you."
It was a beautiful spot. I mean, Newfoundland is just, it's Canada's best kept secret. Beautiful, untouched. You know, everybody should get down there and check it out.
Well, I can guarantee next time I'm up in Kenora, I am stopping at Lake of the Woods. That looks like
that's
a gas
good spot
there,
too. Yeah.
Well,
that's the only, actually, I'm not a beer drinker. I like whiskey, but their beer, they do some really incredible small brews that I really enjoyed.
Well, that's cool. I can tell you're back in the heat because you haven't got your 43-degree shirt on.
Yeah, and we are back in the heat. It's warming up down here, so I'll actually be up in a few weeks doing a little work on the cottage there in Parry Sound, so looking forward to that, too.
Oh, Parry Hute. Love it. We had a lot of fun up at Parry Hute. Remember the Kitwat? Was it Kit? No, not Kitwat. The Kipling. Remember the Kipling Hotel that was downtown Parry Sound?
I remember that,
A bunch of us were there a Grey Cup weekend at a cottage, so we took a trip to town and we went in to the Kipling Hotel. I had my Edmonton Eskimo football jersey on, and this great big guy come up behind me and put me in a bear hug. I go, "Oh, man, I must have pissed this guy off somehow, some way," right? I turned around, and he was the quarterback for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers that the Eskimos beat 2 weeks before. He was up there at the hotel. It was so funny. It was a good time.
Yeah.
You never know in Parry Sound.
Yeah, you never know. You never know who you'll see.
Yeah. Brian, this has been great catching up with you. We got to get you back into a race car, buddy, and you do a whale of a job.
I'd love to. It was great to chat.
Yeah, I really appreciate the time. Have a good one. Be safe. Go get that VRF or IVF or whatever it's called.
IFR.
IFR.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, that's so you can fly at night, right, with the instruments and not being able to see.
That's the one, so you can fly when you can't see. You can fly in the clouds, you can fly in bad weather, all that kind of fun stuff.
I don't want to do that. I hate flying when I can't see where I'm going.
It's IFR is really a safety rating. You know, you're on certain tracks. You're in the ATC is in control of you. It's very laid out. It's very safe, and it can help you get out of trouble if you get into some bad weather. So it's a good one to have.
See, you could have used that a little bit today, right? With the storm cell. Well, you wouldn't fly through that anyway, would you?
No. You'd fly around it, but you'd fly a lot closer to it with IFR than you would without. That's for sure.
Well, be safe. Be safe. Keep taking off. Keep landing.
I will do.
You betcha, buddy. Thanks so much for the time. Right. That's Brian Ballmer. Catch him. HGTV. Leave it to Brian, Brian All In, all the above. He's got a bunch of great shows. Tune in and watch him. And he's a racer just like we are. It's in his blood. He likes flying. He likes boat races. Man, he likes it all. That's the way to be. I want to remind you, get to Sunset Speedway this weekend. Of course, they open May the 4th. It's the Steve Slaughter Steve Slaughter 100. It's the honorary. For Steve Slaughter, Sunset Speedway, Flamborough Speedway opens up on May the 4th as well. Lots of tracks starting to move and get ready and open. There's lots to see and do, finally, race fans here in Ontario. All good news, and I know that same thing is going to happen right across the country. Given a couple weeks, they'll all be open and ready for all you race fans to come rocking through. And we'll head down another brand new season up here in Canada on the short tracks. But that is going to do it for us here tonight on Racetime Radio. Sure hope you enjoyed the show. I know I enjoyed doing it. And I got to thank Sue right here in the Racetime Radio studio for all the little on-screen graphics and getting us hooked up with everything. And we got to thank Ed and Mike back in the Rev TV studio and Steele at Performance Motorsport Network. All of us for airing Racetime Radio. And don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Don't forget to hit that subscribe. We surely appreciate it. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you all at Sunset Speedway, May the 4th, Saturday night It doesn't get any better than that. It's going to be a great race night, and sure hope you can join us there. Flamborough Speedway, we'll have all the results for you next week, right here, live on Racetime Radio.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.